Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Anna, and the name of your podcast is An Intimidating Meeting. I bring you A Cup of English a few times a week. I'm sorry that last week I only did one. I was actually feeling not well. I had some kind of odd stomach virus, but I think that's just about finished. Thank you for those of you who are commenting on my Facebook page, Anna from A Cup of English, and also those who are emailing me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com and acupofenglish@live.com. I welcome those emails. And if you email me, I promise to email you back. So let's get started. An intimidating meeting. Last week, as some of you know, I met with the superintendent of Wenatchee Schools. I was very nervous for some reason. I had never met him before, though I had seen him a couple of times in school board meetings. My intention was to encourage changes in the school district, changes that have been wanted and recommended for a long time, but haven't taken place. But as I stepped into the office and sat down in the waiting area, I began to feel very small. For some reason, I started to doubt my right to be there. Was I informed enough to have a pertinent conversation with this very busy man, a man who obviously knows more about the school district than me? Would I forget what I had planned on saying halfway through a sentence? Would I stutter, or burp, or trip and fall and smash something important, like his laptop? "Okay, Anna, what's your problem? Are you losing your edge?" I said to myself. Whatever happened to the girl who did public speaking, or the rock climber, or the hitchhiker? Pull yourself together. I talked reasonably to myself in order to calm down my thumping heart and my sweating armpits. I did some deep breathing exercises and focused on the meeting being over rather than the meeting itself. "Hello, Anna," a voice interrupted my thoughts. I looked up, and standing there was a smiling man, reaching out his hand to shake mine. I quickly got up and shook his hand. "Hello, Mr. Flowners, how are you?" The superintendent had just got back from lunch and had approached me while I was in the middle of my deep breathing exercises. He led me to his office, which was moderate and practical and not intimidating at all. Plus, there was nothing that I could easily break, so I started to relax. "I appreciate you meeting with me, Mr. Flowners. I will be brief. I won't take up much of your time." "That's fine," he replied, looking at the clock. "I'm good." I realized that I could stop being apologetic and could just get on with what I wanted to say and ask. It turned out, actually, to be the opposite of what I had expected. He was not only very open, but he was very candid about the state of schools and changes that needed to be made. What a relief! We agreed on many things, and towards the end I said, "Really, I want to offer my hand of friendship and to help in this transition to an upgraded school district." I said this because I have felt in the past that there were two separate and conflicting groups, parents and the school district. Of course, it doesn't have to be that way. If we work together, we can get twice as much done in half the time, as long as we really listen to each other. I left the meeting feeling very satisfied and stood outside for a while, taking in the early spring sun. As I walked to my car, I pondered why I had been so nervous. Well, if you've recently raised four children and not worked, then you've been out of the loop. No office meetings, no business lunches, no professional decisions, etc. It can be intimidating to step back into that arena when my world has been diapers, ABCs, and the price of milk. But the impression that I got from the superintendent was that, as a teacher and a parent, I have very valuable things to say. It didn't take long to adjust back to the school decision-making world, so I have planned for another meeting in a few weeks to check on progress, but this time I won't need the breathing exercises. Related expressions. To lose your edge. To lose your edge means to lose the quality of a skill through lack of use or fear. Examples. I used to tell jokes at parties, but I haven't done that for years. I've lost my edge. I couldn't possibly skydive anymore. I've lost my edge. Pull yourself together. To pull yourself together means to become brave by effort. You can use this as a command and even for yourself. For example, pull yourself together, man. You only need one filling. Your other teeth are fine. Here's another example. I need to speak to him right now, but I really don't want to. Oh, pull yourself together, Anna. Just do it. So in this example, I'm speaking to myself. Number 3. I'm good. This is an interesting expression. It's used in the US. And what it means is, that's okay, I'm fine, or I don't need any more. It's used when people are asked if they want some more to eat, or if they want to communicate that they have plenty of time. For example, if I ask, do you want some more cake? The answer could be, no thanks, I'm good. Here it means that this person is satisfied and has had enough. Or if I say, I won't take up much of your time, the answer could be, I'm good, I've got plenty of time, or just, I'm good. And when the person says that, I know that he means he has plenty of time. Number 4. To be out of the loop. To be out of the loop means that you've been away from a certain arena, maybe work or a circle of friends or an activity. For example, I haven't sung in the choir for a few months. I'm out of the loop. Or, I used to meet with the ladies from my dance class, but I haven't been to it for 2 years. I'm out of the loop. Here, I'm out of the loop is used because not only has she not been to the dance class, but she also hasn't had connection with her social group, so she's quite out of the loop. Well, thank you everyone for listening. I'm glad to be back podcasting. I hope you're all very well. Remember that if you email me, I promise to email you back. And my Facebook page, Anna from A Cup of English, is available to all of you who want to join. Just ask me if you can be friended and I will say yes. And I look forward to chatting with you on that page. If you're interested in iTunes, I have the app of this podcast, just called A Cup of English. And that's it for today. So I look forward to podcasting again soon. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.